From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama delivers his final State of the Union address to Congress. In his final address to the joint session of Congress late Tuesday, the president urged Americans not to fear the future.
Our unique strengths as a nation, our optimism and work ethic, our spirit of discovery, our diversity, our commitment to rule of law, these things give us everything we need to ensure prosperity and security for generations to come.
The president said the U.S. economy is improving and vowed to make his top foreign policy priority in his final year in office, protecting the American people from terror networks.
Both Al-Qaeda and now ISIL pose a direct threat to our people because in today's world, even a handful of terrorists who place no value on human life, including their own, can do a lot of damage.
The president said during the past year, the U.S. helped stop the spread of Ebola in West Africa, forged a new trade agreement in the Pacific Rim nations, started diplomatic relations with Cuba, and sealed the Iran nuclear deal. U.S. defense sources say the crews of two small U.S. Navy vessels held by Iran will be released early Wednesday. They were transiting between Kuwait and Bahrain when they lost contact and may have suffered mechanical problems. Former diplomat James Jeffrey with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy said it's important to know this was a case of innocent passage.
Just because a foreign military vessel enters your waters doesn't mean that you can seize that vessel and the personnel.
The Iranian Fars News Agency said the crew members had been arrested for being inside Iranian waters. Ghanaian President John Mahama Tuesday defended his decision to accept two Yemenis released from the U.S. military detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, but a coalition of Christian clergy and opposition leaders warned they could endanger national security. This is VOA News.